Tureen.
I'm sorry?
Soup comes in it.
Oh, tureen. Oh. Tureen.
Try it again.
What number comes between 1 and 3?
Two.
And reen.
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 Two. Reen.
Reen.
Try this. Try this. All terrain vehicle.
Wait.
What?
I don't want to do this anymore.
All right. Then how about this?
What?
Bulb.
See? Nice.
Thank
nice.
You.
You're going to be all right.
Big winner. Thank you.
Yes, there are times when this show makes no sense whatsoever.
I thought that was the first time it did make sense.
That's fun. It's Thursday, and we have correspondence that we have to deal with. I would like to label this next letter the sweetest letter that I've received. Not the longest, not the kindest, but the sweetest.
Swedish?
Sweetest.
Oh, sweetest.
Like sweetest day.
Tureen.
Tureen. This comes from a lady named Katie. She wrote, I wanted to say congrats on the TV opportunity. This is to me. My husband said, you act like these are your friends getting these jobs. I said, it seems like they are friends. Congrats.
Hey.
And I just thought that was so brief
that is
and
very
sweet.
Cool.
Not necessarily stimulating.
Yes.
What?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I
don't.
Big winner.
You're not expected to, you bastard. All right. The most correspondence that I have received this week, surprisingly.
Hate letters?
No, I don't get that much hate. And don't say that because then that'll make them come.
Yeah. No.
See?
Well, they're not, Mike, they're not that excited.
Who can guess what do you think the most correspondence I've received this week about a particular subject that's been on the show this week?
I'm going to say Coney.
Coney is not correct.
Mm. Whoa.
The iPhone.
Oh, I know.
No, that is not correct.
I know. Lawnmower.
No.
Gotta be lawnmower.
No. Week. In fact, we didn't. I thought we dealt with it rather briefly, and it concerned Mr. Mark Ronick.
Uh-oh. Mm.
House painting?
No.
Nope.
LSD.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
LSD. Ooh. And this
picture
one.
Picture yourself
this one.
On a train near a station.
I got a guy that wrote about how great LSD is and how he's done a million different things on LSD. I'm not going to read that letter because reading both of them, I don't
how
have time
Twitch?
To do that.
Was it multicolored text?
This comes from a guy named Rob. Good morning, Mike. I know you talked about this a few days ago, but I wanted to chime in the LSD talk you had. Got like four or five letters about this. Now, I've never tried it or any other type of drug, but one semester in college, a guy on my floor was basically the biggest dealer on campus. One of the drugs he supplied was LSD. I saw him on numerous occasions use LSD, and get this, he would take the LSD in liquid form directly into his eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah.
He said he did this so it would go right to his brain and the effect would be faster.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy told me some LSD stories one night while using it after I had left to go to bed. Oh, he told me some LSD stories. That's one sentence.
Okay.
When I'm on LSD right now.
Oh.
One night while using it after I had left to go to bed, he watched his guitar neck melt and bend, and it stayed that way all night.
Wow.
Then his door started breathing and told him the meaning of life, but it was in door language, and when he sobered up, he couldn't remember
it. Of course.
Couldn't remember it.
Wow.
One weekend night, my floor mate Doc and I were the only ones sober. Everyone else was tripping.
I'm guessing not a medical doctor.
Which made for a rather interesting evening. One guy would see lights reflecting in the window at the end of the hall and thought it was an endless hallway. Even walking him to the end and showing it to him, it didn't change his belief.
Huh.
He also held on to a Kush ball because it was his only link to reality. I wouldn't no more put this. I wouldn't put this in my system. I also had fun playing some of the Beatles' LSD-inspired music, which made one person run from the room yelling, no, 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 stop it, with his hands on his ears.
Now, really, when I hear this, is this intriguing to anybody? This makes this thing seem as horrifying as any movie I've ever seen.
That,
I wouldn't touch
I might see if I can find the other letter.
It does
it
sound
probably
scary,
would slow the show down. Another time, when some guys were on LSD, I had them watch The Exorcist with me.
That's wrong. Oh,
I was hoping for a freak out, but that didn't happen during the movie. But after they left my room, none of them would go to the bathroom to take a crap because they all believed Reagan would come out of the toilet and bite them on the ass.
Wow.
I have a few more stories about people I know who took LSD, but it will end there. Thank you guys for all the laughs on the show. It really helps me get through the week.
Very
so
cool.
That was there was one guy, man.
It was a guy named Greenway on our hall that took LSD. And the big deal, one year we were in college, they re-released Fantasia. This was before DVDs.
Yes.
And so he said, I'm going to take LSD and go see Fantasia.
Very popular.
And on the huge screen, and he said he spent 2.5 hours staring at the hair of the guy in front of him. I said, really, this is what you need this drug for?
Well, actually, the military is using it now to treat post-traumatic stress syndrome. And we also talked the other day about being used to treat alcoholism as well.
Have you ever seen the William Castle movie, The Tingler, which is one, the one where he wired the seats to shock
Tingler.
You? He actually, in that movie, it was before LSD was illegal. Vincent Price takes LSD to scare himself to death.
Right. Yeah.
Lysergic acid dithalamine.
This comes from Eric, and this is about that bus crash that they had in Switzerland last week. As a listener from Belgium, currently living in Oregon, I would like you to ask the Mike O'Mara Show audience to have their thoughts with the families of those children who lost their lives in the tragedy yesterday. So that's 28
of them.
We have no problem doing that. That was a, you know, sometimes you get focused on American issues and what's going on in the world. And now it's time for our birthday greetings, everybody. Mexican-American Jaime Moreno.
Jaime Moreno.
Of Albuquerque.
Famous soccer player.
Had a birthday last week.
Having a thought overload right now. Can't make thoughts work.
He has an uncle named Pedro.
Of course he does.
Also last week, Jill Hance, Daniel Banowitz, Steve Ragland, Scott Bergson, and Nikki's boyfriend, Dave. They had birthdays.
Wait, his Dave uncle's name is Pedro Moreno?
Yes. Pedro Moreno.
That's correct.
Mark Redman and Jennifer Hager shared a birthday with Rob last Thursday.
Isn't that the name of your father's belt?
So did Danny Giles, who blames his horrible letter on the spectacular breasts of Amy Kautzman in ninth grade.
What?
I don't get it.
He wasn't paying attention in class, which is why he wrote such a bad letter, because he was looking at Amy's breasts.
So glad you explained these, Buzz. This week, Kyle Sanders turned 27 Tuesday, and he'd like a greeting from Mark Ronick's friend, John Travolta. This is for Kyle Sanders. Take it away, John.
Who? What? Where?
Thank you very much. Fan for life, Stacey Anderson of Lake Havasu celebrated her birthday
Lake Havasu
Tuesday by donating her long hair to Locks of Love.
Hey!
And she's awaiting the day when Rob will do the same.
Me too.
Don't say anything, Mr. Mouth. I know you're chomping at it.
You know, I just want to say this. I would do it sooner rather than later, but the ladies love the long hair, and I feel I owe it to the women.
Rob's a good guy when you're planning something and you want it, and the last thing you say to him is, all right, well, let's keep that under wraps and not tell anybody. And then the next day he goes, guess what I'm doing? Anyway, do you remember when you did that?
No, I don't.
but everyone does now.
You put it on Facebook that you were going to do it, like in a way.
I didn't.
That. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I alluded to something.
Yes. That alluding is almost telling them.
What's that word? Almost? Oh, that's right. It's almost.
No,
but it's
you,
not.
You made a reference to your hair.
Right.
And I didn't want you to do that.
And I took it down, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Thank
it's
you.
It's fine.
All right, shut up.
I like your hair
fan,
down.
Fan for light. Did I say Stacy?
Yes.
And Stacey thank you, Stacy, for doing that. That's awesome.
And yesterday was Ben Franco's birthday. Today,
he invented electricity.
Jared.
Italian electricity.
Jared Murphy enters his douchebag 30s and would like Rob to run out and get him a cactus to high five.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
People are with us, guys.
Lives on.
They are with us.
You know, I really didn't feel like going out, but since it's really a dig at Oscar, I'll be right back.
There we go. Go get that thing. All right.
That's always fun.
Chris Racer. Or Razor turns 37 this Saturday.
And go, Chris Razor, go!
Will from Cedar Rapids met his lovely Irish wife on St. Patrick's Day after meeting her on a previous St. Patrick's Day, and both are having birthdays between now and the end of March.
Right.
So I think that covers everything, and for all the birthdays, the traditional birthday show greeting.
Of course. Irish.
Happy birthday.
Never there, ever there, ever there, too.
Start the show here.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
If you were into metal in the 80s, guess what? You're gay. Did you know that? You are gay. Those videos are gayer than 8 guys, 9 guys. That is how gay those videos are. They're that gay. Every single video has a bunch of shirtless, sweaty guys, or worse yet, like a vest and no shirt. Hello! Just rocking out in a factory that apparently just makes sparks. They just make sparks all day. And they're just like rocking out and rubbing bears' shoulder blades, and and then they'll cut to a bunch of hot women miles away from the band. in another time zone in an auto wrecking yard or a dude ranch going, yeah, maybe I'll get the guys in Scritti Politti to bow me because I'm not going to get any from the guys in Jackal with a Y.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Are you ready to rock?
Woo!
Yeah, baby!
Yeah!
Turn that up, Rob Spiewak, because we're going to rock you all night long.
Yay.
I love this song. Yes, siree. Everybody get their guitars out right now. Everybody, now I'm starting to sound like an old man. I'm tired of talking like this. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast. The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 12.5 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. Call us, won't you?
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
Please have something.
If you have something to say.
Thank you.
Call us. And those have dried up. I don't even know why I give the phone number, but I do anyway. 718-506-1625.
Sounds big.
It is Thursday, March 15, 2012, and we are delighted to have you with us. Our show today brought to you by our good friends at DR. The DR Lawn Aerator. Don't pay somebody else to poke holes in your lawn. Do it yourself easily.
Do it with the DR.
The DR Lawn Aerator from DR Powered Equipment. Coring your lawn helps it get water and nutrients and gives the roots more room to get what they need.
You just referenced the Squire, Jack and Cook. Do you think he ever would have purchased a device to punch holes in his yard?
He would have done it his own way.
With his nails.
He would have gone out with his fingernails and pried them into his dry lawn.
While wearing a Speedo.
Until bleeding.
His coat nails.
Get more tips for a better lawn. Get a free DVD to see the DR Lawn Aerator in action and get up to $300 off right now.
Cool. When?
Just click right now.
Thank you.
Just click the DR ad on our website, the DR Lawn Aerator. DR is professional power done right and another proud sponsor of our live stage show.
Yeah.
Little nuts and bolts for the show that I didn't talk to you guys about before the show.
Sure.
For Christmas, Carla got me a wireless printer. And I'm realizing because I have this little machine all over my house now,
right?
I don't use my office as much as I used to.
Right.
And I'm sitting here struggling to go through these particular...
Struggling.
To find the LSD, the other LSD letter, which you guys... I'm realizing as I read the one that was talking about people that he was looking at on LSD, I realized the guy that was really into acid was much funnier because he was talking about everything
because
that he did.
Because he's slowly killing himself.
And the fact is, if I'd been able to print it out, I would have it in my hot little hand and I wouldn't be struggling to get that. So,
you have
Mr.
that technology.
French, can you assist me at some point in the near future?
Absolutely.
On Mr. French's schedule, sometime before St. Patrick's Day.
We'll do it before the show.
Of hooking up that printer so we can keep it down here and I can print stuff wherever I am.
Absolutely.
Thank you. God
easily
bless.
Done.
Thank you very much.
And if that one doesn't work, you can talk to Oscar's mom. She has a lot of printers. Yeah.
On the show on today, let me see. March 31st, I want to talk about the dress for the live show.
Yes.
Okay. Because I've gotten some inquiries about it. We'll talk about that.
Huh.
Time for Frankie to go to camp. I've been actually
for a
researching.
Long time.
Is it a camp?
Or I'm going to put him in the microwave.
Yes, right.
What kind of camp?
Don't on the floor camp.
Oh. One more he can concentrate.
I'm done. I'm effing done. I know I talk about it a lot, but the fact is, this is today. Today I know that that our friend Daisy is coming to spruce the place up for our guests tomorrow. And the fact is, it sucks. It sucks, and I'm tired of it.
Love her sour cream.
They don't cause a ridiculous mess. They're just little Tootsie Rolls that I find everywhere.
Yes,
and he will go, and I'll see him venture off because he likes to
Mike
in the house.
Yes.
Can you say poop?
And he
can
likes,
you do it?
Well, no, because it's
when
it's.
Look,
six.
You just don't discipline your animals. That's it.
How? Let me ask you. Let me ask you, Mr. Santana. How does one discipline?
You beat
a
your dog.
A creature. Oh, you beat that. You can't beat a 6-pound animal.
Oh. You can thump it.
It weighs 4 to 6 pounds.
How about this? How
it's
about
a simple
thump?
Equation that if, let's say, I had a black lab and a
it's
wine.
Always
runner,
color with you.
And I knew that if they effed up, there had to be something that was done, whether it was a newspaper or whatever I need to do to get it done.
Consequences.
Now, I don't think it's the best way to do it, but it definitely worked for me. There's a better way. What I would do with Frankie, you would take what you usually would do to a bigger animal and then just minimize it to a smaller level. So even a little smack is going to scare him.
Tweeze,
that's it.
Tweeze his nads.
But his nose. But his nose.
Tweeze his nads.
Sure, something
and
small.
I'm sure I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail, but...
he doesn't have any nads.
That dog, your dogs do whatever they want.
Yeah, they do. And
that's
it. And Beluga is beginning to follow suit. And
and that's an issue with Beluga because Beluga has got a much larger Tootsie Roll machine.
Hey, Mike, you're getting a call. Yes.
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Hey, Andrew.
I'm doing the podcast. We do two on Thursday.
Hi, Andrew.
Everybody says hi, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. So, Andrew, go listen to the podcast today. Listen once a year. You'll enjoy it. It'll you'll
he's an accountant. Why doesn't he account for himself?
Go listen today because we'll be mentioning Andrew. Everybody on the count of three. Hi, Andrew. One, two, three. Hi, Andrew. Andrew.
True. All right.
Bye, Andrew.
Wow. Call me.
Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you. Closing time on the refi.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to go get screwed a little more.
That guy's fun.
He's a big time fun.
They always are.
Mark loves him.
I know.
Anyway, let me see. On the show also today, so enough about Frankie.
Camp.
Want to talk about a bunch of stuff we've got coming up for the year because for the purposes of explanation, we've had to cancel one event that was very popular, and unfortunately it's just this show is we have limited resources this show to do everything. Thing we do, and I'll get to that right now. The good stuff is we are excited about our live show that's coming up at the State Theater on March 31st. The bad news is for you Big Duff fans, we're not going to be able to do the Big Duff this year, and we have a wonderful relationship with Jason
at
Cameron Hills, and you're still going to hear about Cameron Hills Golf Club on this show because Jason wants to maintain that partnership, and he's been wonderful to us, and it's just unfortunately, logistically, we are, we're putting all of our eggs into the live show, and that is our spring/early summer event we are doing. Now, with that said, we are also planning a very significant event that comes up the second Saturday in June, which is the Ride for Fisher House, which is a wonderful charity event that we do in conjunction with Patriot Harley-Davidson. That will come up on June 9th. That is Saturday, the second Saturday in June. So mark that on your calendar in the event that you are a motorcycle rider and you would like to participate with that. We are really just at the beginning stages of exploring the live show for our West Coast listeners, and everybody's excited about that. I've gotten, and I'm sure Mark has gotten, many suggestions about the venue out there. We want to make it similar to the State Theater, similar numbers. We think we can do that, and we're excited about that. So stay tuned. We don't know when that's going to happen, but I would say look for the fall for a trip out west.
Maybe right around the similar time that we did the road trip.
That would be the October-ish.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So be aware of that one.
October-esque.
Yes. And then I'm doing something for the show that comes up in the first week of August, which is going to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Yay.
What could possibly go wrong? I don't think anything's going
to
go wrong.
Aren't you bringing someone to assist you?
Laid it down.
Yeah.
So what's your net? What's your safety net on this?
Well, my safety net, when I was planning my safety out there, I said, what am I going to do to maintain my safety in Sturgis? Let me bring an advertiser, and let me bring the goofiest advertiser we have.
Yes.
So I'll be riding to Sturgis with Jimmy Cerrito.
Jimmy. Nice. You're good to go.
What could go wrong? No, I've got
Why do I picture him on a motorcycle wearing a football helmet? Maybe it's
because
me.
It could happen.
It really could. Love you, Jimmy.
So that's coming up in August, and then we still have not put the nails in the beach house, although I'm getting the vibe on the beach house that it's just not getting traction.
Well, we can't find a date that we all would prefer. That's really the problem. Because we can do this. I'm sure we've got plenty of sponsors who really support us that would help us do this. It's just a matter of we're really not going to find anything in July that's relatively.
How about
close
the Outer Banks instead of Ocean City?
Well, that is a little more flexible.
Really?
Yes.
That's a haul, though.
It is. That's like
not
a
so
8 hours.
Huh? No, I think we can do it in 6 and a half.
If we were going to do a whole week down there, the one element of the Outer Banks that would be that I'd want to get. Are there enough people that would be going to that part of the world?
Making the trek.
I want a little listener interaction.
Sure.
Daily basis, That's what
it's,
I would like.
It's a hot spot. I mean, people go there
especially
all the
in the summer.
Well,
why don't you focus your, because I think, are we in agreement that maybe mid-July would be
ideal,
cool,
yes,
for everybody on the show?
Like
it's
the 15th.
It's going to be
Bastille Day.
You know what? I'm really anticipating, based on what we've experienced here, it's probably going to be like 190 degrees.
Right.
I anticipate a bubbling ocean.
Right.
I want to see monsters rising from the deep.
And I think by mid-July, we're going to kill each other if we don't go away.
Yeah, I agree.
So, together? No, separately.
We just don't shake it up a little bit.
Yes.
And I think so. maybe start folk because I think I think there are plenty of opportunities and probably cheaper.
Yeah, maybe. I think so. But there's just a lot more options. There's bigger houses and there's some more availability. Yeah,
and I you know, is there as much fun? Is there much potential?
I don't think there's nearly. I mean,
it's a different style.
It's not our hub. It's not our listener hub.
Yeah, I know.
This is the reality. Now, if we're going to say we're going to go, the fact that we could broadcast from there and have a good time and we'd shake things up, to use your term, that's absolutely true. Yeah. But if you really want to do a show and
interact with listeners,
then I think it's going to be. Yeah, what you're envisioning, Mike, it's going to require going down to the ocean.
To the ocean. He's absolutely
all right. Here's another option. What about, and this will make you happy. This will make you the happiest in the room.
Okay. Hmm.
What if there's
Pot Farm?
No, what if we got sponsorship just to do the show and then we all kind of that's expensive too. That's more expensive. If we got separate accommodations.
There isn't a reason why we couldn't go to the Outer Banks. I don't mind doing that. But if it's like just the reality of we might have one or two, maybe 10, 15 people down there because they're need vacationing.
We need like a six to seven bedroom house.
Yeah, well, that's no problem.
That's
we
easy
find
in
that.
The Outer Banks. And I love the Outer Banks.
With
it's
six or seven
awesome.
Bathrooms.
Really?
I haven't been down there since. I spent almost a whole summer down there. I want to say my freshman year in college.
They have like colossal mansions down there.
It's beautiful. But for the purposes of what we initially talked about.
Right. Which would be plan one.
That would be plan one. Plan A. Yes.
And we still can try plan one for mid-July. Can we still find out?
Yes. We've spent some time on it. My wife has helped me as well. We've spent some good hours on it, and it's been really tough to find the big house.
I've had an amazingly difficult
time. It's near traffic.
Here's the problem with D.C., Oscar.
Yes.
Everybody's got the 3 to 4 bedroom house that they paid a gazillion dollars for.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's amazingly hard to find a huge place down there.
How about this? Why don't we just, and look, I can't speak for everybody else, but I would rather button this up and get it what we want in the Outer Banks if we can't get it here and just commit to doing great shows from the Outer Banks for that week, and that's it.
And really,
because if we do button it up, if we do button it up, people can make it a destination.
Can make plans to join us.
They could make plans to come down because there's lots of accommodations.
And there's
down
no reason we couldn't go down to the Outer Banks and then jump around a little bit as far as our locations
There's
go.
There's possibly one other option, although I have a feeling I'll get shot down. But the Outer Banks of Virginia, the Virginia beaches.
The Virginia Beach?
It's closer.
Like Virginia Beach.
Our listeners are a little close.
A lot more people there.
Yeah. That's true. Virginia Beach.
I did that last year, and actually it's very nice. The Outer Banks area is a really nice area. You know, if you go down to
the... I believe that's the motto on the billboard, Mike. Actually, it's very nice.
If you go down to the boardwalks, it's a little sketchy, you know, when you get to the boardwalks. But the actual beaches there...
Sketchy can be fun,
It's really nice. Okay. And it's closer to home and closer to our listeners.
I like closer to home.
Yeah, Virginia Beach is nice.
I like
closer
to home.
Yeah, but the Outer Banks is glorious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well... We commit. Can we do something in mid-July?
I'm just saying.
Can we figure it out wherever we go?
I will do my best to figure it out.
Because I think by that time it'll be exciting. It'll be something different. It'll shake it up, and it's going to be like an open house for us.
Yeah.
Where you can bring family, friends, whoever, anybody can come through. And
can we drink?
No.
Can we? All right. Let me see. So that's it. I got Sturgis. I got the beach house. The last thing I wanted to talk about was our show, March 31st at the State Theater. Mm-hmm. Many pieces of correspondence have come into me regarding the dress code, and I think it's time we address it. Mm-hmm. I think this could be a lot of fun. And I'm here to tell you that some people have said, well, can we come in tuxedo? And I am here to tell you, folks, for March 31st, I am encouraging all of you, if you want
to
go,
I'd like it to look like a nightclub in 1920. Yeah,
if you want to go, black tie
optional.
It is totally optional, and like you can wear whatever you want. But I would love to see people in black tie, and I'm going to go one step further.
Okay,
you can like this or not, and shoot me down if you don't like this idea. I think that when we raffle off our door prizes. Mm-hmm. That the only people that qualify will be the people that dress formally for the year.
No, that is effed up.
You are such a listener's friend.
It's a prom dress.
I like putting a little more pressure
on
Mike, the Oscar.
It is effed up, but it's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
It is very twisted, but wondrous.
How about this? If you come in black tie, You will get a. Can we do a separate raffle? For
how about
people
this?
In black
yeah,
tie?
We're just that. Handing out tickets to everyone who comes in for the raffles, right?
Yes. Yes.
How about formal attire garners you a second ticket?
Ah, so that's it increases
fair.
Your odds.
That
you get
is
to,
fair.
You get to
that's
double
good.
Up.
Everybody
you get to double
wins.
Up. Is that a solution?
I like that.
Everybody
okay.
wins.
I think, and incidentally, that means you know, out of the couple. Yes. One of you, if you come in a pair, you know, one of you.
You'll have three?
And, you know, as a matter of fact, if the lady comes in a
yes,
gown or in yeah. evening wear of
prom
some kind,
dress,
she'll
yeah.
get two.
Love when a lady comes in a gown.
And, oh, God.
He's
so gross.
Is it really? He is gross when he tries to be dirty. He yeah. never succeeds. He always gets
Look,
just gross.
Say that same thing, Buzz, if you don't mind.
I said I kind of liked it.
No, say I love it. Say what he said. Do it in your voice, though.
If you come in a formal gown, you'll get an extra ticket.
Just say it.
If you come in a formal gown, you get an extra ticket.
No, it's what no, it's,
you get an extra
I love,
ticket.
I love it
if
when
you come
I,
in a formal
I,
gown.
Buzz say, I love it when a lady comes in a gown.
I love it when a lady comes in a formal gown.
He's no better than RJ. Yeah,
I don't
do
know
that
what
with
to
him.
Do.
All right, so anyway,
the truck's worthless.
Well, you know, I've said a lot of things over the last 20 years, but I've never
Where's
been prouder
the similarity?
Of anything than that.
Where does their path cross?
Yeah,
the weeds.
Yeah, good to put us in the shell. I see a couple of similarities in the room myself.
Alcoholism.
Right. So yeah, Lee likes to jab at me for alcoholism.
Well, you know, it's only fair.
I know. Well, yeah. I accept it.
But look at Mike, sober 4 days.
Yeah. Nope.
No. Oh, come on.
No. I'm not going to Oats and Wine Shop and buying that case of wine, letting it sit in Carlos' car.
You just had a long speech with us about.
Would you like to know what the conversation was between Carla and myself this morning? We bandied
Honey,
about.
I love you.
We don't have the kids this weekend, so we bandied about. Well, maybe St. Patrick's Day. We'll do St. Patrick's Day, and then we said, you know, we're going to go out to dinner. We may have a drink, and we're going to have maybe some corned beef and cabbage somewhere.
Yes. Nice.
That's our St. Patrick's Day.
But what happened last night?
I drank a lot of wine.
Okay.
At home.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, stop staring at
just
me.
Just saying, what about the weight loss before the big show?
I have lost weight. I have lost 3 pounds this week already.
Awesome. Right.
So, I mean, I am religious on this program. I have, you know, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, I'm very excited because I have discovered my magic food that is perfectly weight not friendly.
Ooh, what's that?
And that is cabbage.
Yeah.
Is it?
And it's so very Irish. Cabbage is my new friend.
God, you are so Irish.
Cabbage is, I take the, I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts because Weight Not is a sponsor, and I don't want to go into too much of the detail, but I take the allotted protein and I mix it with cabbage. The allotted protein, in this case, being low-fat ground beef.
Okay.
Very small amount. Mm-hmm. And I mix it with the allotted amount of cabbage.
And I put it in a cast iron pot and hang it on the hearth all day while I'm outside digging potatoes.
It's so good. It's so good. It's my new go-to. Remember when I had the taco salad?
Just a dram of scotch whiskey.
It's fantastic. It would be Irish whiskey, though.
I suppose.
But it's good.
This Irish whiskey has protein in it.
It's good. Yeah.
So I have this Irish whiskey, and I floated some beef in it.
So I'm on me. I'm on me cabbage. So,
on me cabbage.
To button this up, then, yes. on the live show, you show up for our event in Black Tie. There are going to be a lot of people that dig this.
Yeah.
And they're going to, you know, there'll be 20 people out of 800 that'll probably be in Black Tie. But if we get 200 out of 800 that are in Black Tie, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah. We're nice.
Because if
great.
We're wearing tuxedos, you know, everybody should be wearing
tuxedos. I agree.
The Roaring 20s.
And Rob's like, he'll make it like the Roaring 20s that were out there.
Is Carla going to dress up?
Carla has a certain plan that I kind of dig where you guys will like this.
Sweats? She might,
no, she's going to be wearing a tuxedo. Like
a
girl tuxedo.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Sexy.
Yeah, so she might
nice.
Be doing
cool.
that.
Carrie's
so
going to be wearing sweats. And leg warmers.
No, but I think the ladies might want to think about dressing up.
Carrie's got
something. Yeah, but there are no requirements for the ladies to dress up. I mean, we are all doing our tuxedo thing, and we look forward to it. Ladies can do whatever they want.
Yeah
that's
they can.
I don't want to have any mess with that at all. So I'm excited about that. Come to the State Theater if you got your tickets. Come in black tie and formal attire, ladies.
Come in a prom dress.
Evening wear. Cocktail dresses will be accepted.
That's
yes.
right.
Oh, yeah.
Double
yeah.
your attire and double your chances for a great victory with 4 great chances to win big.
What are some of the prizes that we
well,
have,
Well, we do, you know, because everybody's now talking about the fact that you can't get the new iPad.
Right.
But we have secured it. It should actually be here in the next couple days. So there will be the brand new iPad available. That's, I think, going to be the big prize.
The
We're
iPad
also
3,
working
yeah.
with Patriot Harley Davidson for a very cool jacket.
Very good.
And then we're working on some other things, but nothing is set in stone yet.
Good. So. All right. So
lots of surprises.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to talk Carl into giving away my snowblower, but it ain't going to happen. Yeah. So anyway, that's it. Should be fun. Good times had by all.
Sure.
And you know, that's 800 strong at the State Theater. So I've covered everything on the show that we're going to have coming up in the future. You will. Everybody will. I would urge everybody in this room to put their internet skills to work on finding us a location to do the show.
That would be helpful.
For the beach house. Because
right.
I think if we all do that, I found searching for beach houses to rent online down in Delaware and right. Ocean City was the biggest, I'm sorry, you're going to have to edit today.
Don't apologize to
I'll say cluster F.
See, okay. Now that was nice.
That's
was that nice?
Good job, Mike.
It's a f*** fest.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Oscar.
Is it this
That'll
area?
Give you more time to shave.
Is it this matter. Area? Is it the greed of this area?
Mike, it's something
and the lack
we've
really,
all discussed the same thing. Everyone goes to the same place at the same time.
It's the population.
Yes.
That's all it is.
It sucks. It's like everything. We're out of everything here.
Yeah,
we're out of everything
is.
Here.
Look, this is the thing. We complain so much.
Top five counties in the United States, wealthiest counties. Four out of the five are in Northern Virginia.
And I also complain as well. But I will say that if I know friends that live in other parts of the country that's very rural, and they have to drive at least 20 minutes to go get groceries.
Right.
Right here, there's three grocery stores. You could walk there if you wanted.
Yeah, and we don't need them.
I think, saying. Mike, you could
we
be,
don't
you
need
could close
them.
The amenities
what
make
if you
up
close,
for all the BS.
What if you close down three of the drug stores of the five drug stores that are within 200 feet of each other in your neighborhood?
It's insane.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I mean, Rob made the funniest, one of the funniest lines of all time on this show
yes.
was from the historic drugstore district.
Right.
And the reason that was so funny to us is because within 3 square miles, there are probably 30 drug stores.
There are four places you can get a prescription filled on four blocks.
Yes.
I mean, really, right there.
It's insanity.
But then you go, like, I was in just in West Palm Beach, and I had borrowed...
La, la, la.
I had borrowed my brother's bride's father's car to go pick up Shannon in Fort Lauderdale.
She flew in there. You stole a car.
Shannon?
Shannon, yes.
Hey, that's great. Hey, I'm just going to... What were you doing with her?
I was picking her up from the airport.
Hey, I'm at the airport. How you doing, man? I'm at the airport right now, and I just can't wait to see you in West Palm Beach getting ready for the big wedding festival.
Hey, Shannon, are you at the airport?
I'm at the airport waiting for you to pick me up in your high-dollar rent-a-car.
You should go to the gift shop and maybe get some candy.
Candy is fantastic, and my breath is a little bad after the long flight. I think I'm going to get some Lifesavers.
What flavor?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor.
Shannon in the morning.
So where were you?
I was driving back.
And
I wanted to fill up the gentleman's gas tank. Because
yes.
I didn't want to, because I had driven down. He let me borrow his vehicle. I tell you, we drove like 3 miles, 4 miles, and no gas station.
You know, the East Coast of Florida is
yes.
weird to me.
Is that what it's like?
No, the East Coast of Florida, I think you're screwed because it is so confusing. I think your lack of a grocery store might have had something to do with just the overdevelopment
yes.
over there. The East Coast of Florida is nuts. The West Coast is, you know, is
much better.
How many, catching up, but
in
it's
the
better.
3 miles that you drove to get gas, how many meth dealers did you pass?
You know what? It's and I'm sure you've been down in that area. You know, there is a clear demarcation line where there are. It's like really wealthy, 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 and then the complete hood.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the state of Florida.
Wow.
I mean, and as I said, not to be, but I trumpet the West Coast. West Coast, a little less than that. East Coast of Florida, you'll go from $10 million mansions and you can drive 2 miles,
yeah.
You know, like a lot of places
yes.
in the world. But, you know, around here, it's just looking for these beach houses, it's like. It's almost like they conjure you. Nobody wants
yeah.
to give up any
well,
information.
The thing about also
every website is never what it is.
It's no,
not.
Of course
no.
not.
It's
and
not.
Ocean City, the Ocean City area was really adequate to serve the D.C. area 40 years ago.
Right.
But D.C. has quadrupled in size,
yeah,
and
right.
Ocean City's the same.
Yeah.
And still, everybody goes to the same
mm-hmm.
place in the same 3 weeks every year. It's
so
just
one place,
simply inadequate.
About 9 bedrooms was amazing. Would be perfect for our whole crew down there. And for the week, reasonable. $1 million. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this little brat that's touring the country and whether you think it's ethical. Also, Facebook communication. give Oscar a chance to laugh at me, but it kind of speaks to something he was telling me off the air one time. The NCAAs are coming, and I want to gamble, and we'll be right back. I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lover. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We talk about it all the time. We shift our attention with Wait Not today to Mr. Raymond Diaz.
Yeah, man.
Wait Not gets you results so quickly, you are motivated to keep on going. And one man that has kept going longer than maybe anybody on the program.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
He's moving into, you know, his own territory. Are you ready to share your weight loss to date from Wait Not?
121 pounds.
Wow! Oh, my God. That's amazing. Wow. Congratulations.
Jesus.
The thing that's that I awesome. Have learned from the three, or I've gone through three or two 9 month or not, 3 month, forget it. Never mind. I can't talk.
He's into his 25th bag of sugar.
But what I can tell you, Mike, I have learned how to eat.
Right. Good.
How to maintain and to continue to lose.
I'm
and
glad you
working.
Said that because I'm going to follow up on that. The fact is with Weight Not, and I'm in a process now where I have been on the program. I have been very honest about the fact with my knee surgery that I had a problem with that.
Sure.
And then when I got... Weight Not does, just by doing the program, you eventually teach yourself how to eat. You right. actually teach yourself what's good and what makes you feel good, and that's one of the things I love about Weight Not.
And you eat real food.
You eat real food.
That's
real
it.
Food.
Go to a real grocery store, yeah. and you buy real food, and it's awesome.
Get involved today. Please tell us all your stories. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. You call those numbers, somebody very helpful will explain all the details of the program to you, or you can go to WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results. You can believe in, and we thank you in advance for that. Facebook communication. Okay. I have my new pet peeve on Facebook.
Okay.
And it's amazing to me that you have people. Oscar said to me, we had a discussion about it, and he talked to me about his Facebook page. And what he said was, I use my Facebook page for my real friends. I mm-hmm. want my friends that know me to know what's going on. Is yeah, that kind right, of a yeah. paraphrase
like a,
of what it
a
was?
A personal page, a snapshot.
A personal right. snapshot yes. of people that are kind of into what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I use my Facebook page really as a vehicle to promote the show.
Show tool.
And, mm-hmm. and also to reach out to a large group of people
sure.
that I don't know all that well mm-hmm. when I'm commenting on a major event like the World Series.
Right.
That's how I look at Facebook. So because of that, I think I get very frustrated because I have 5,000 friends on Facebook when I will go to the news feed mm-hmm. and I will read a Facebook post that is something along the lines of, Billy got it.
Yes.
And I'm like,
right. Congratulations.
You know, hey, Janie did it today. I didn't think she could, but boy, yeah. I was proud.
Yeah, yeah right. I see yeah. a lot of that.
Huh?
Exactly.
What are you yes. talking about?
Those are
you
know? Posts for the people that have like 14 friends
I know,
on Facebook.
Right.
And,
I know.
And but you're one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Well, before we started Facebook,
explain yourself.
Before we even started our Facebook race, and I had to get on Facebook originally because of my high school reunion. It was all organized through Facebook. That's how they.
You
wrote
got
me
addicted
in.
Early, though.
Early, and I remember early on, I went to Buzz. I said, "A lot of people want to be my friend. Is that cool?" He said, and Buzz said something that stayed with me. He says, on Facebook, you're a carnival barker. And he says, you're standing up and you're saying, friends, step right up.
Right. Yeah.
It's that kind of friend. It's, yeah. not, a,
it's not a,
hey,
real.
I can depend on you and pick you up at the airport, friend. It's a, come here, friend.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
And
exactly.
so, you know, and you're going to get something about Susie getting it sometimes.
All right. Okay, here's one. It's got a picture. uh-huh. This is okay. This is, came around the corner, and this is how I found them. Awesome. And it's a lady that's taking a picture of their two kids. It's adorable.
Right.
They're lying down. They're either watching TV or they're doing something. But it's cute and it's totally explanatory.
It
I'm
makes
just going
sense.
To see.
Yeah.
No explanation required.
Well, yeah. you know, it's the same way when you're having a conversation with someone and they say, but you know, and you have no idea what they're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what when people write a short sentence like that, yeah. it's like, you know what I'm talking. No, I don't know what you're talking
right.
about.
Since we're getting into the detail of Facebook. Another one here, and I'm not trying to diss everybody, but yeah. there's a guy.
Tab Patterson.
They put up the little chart. They put up a little chart right. of something, and
chart topics.
This guy writes, iPad update, looks like it's going to be close, and then a little blurry thing that I have to take the time to click on.
Oh, you don't want to expand it.
I don't care. Right.
But you know what? There's just enough of you that's curious that you'll enlarge it, and then you'll be then you'll really be mad.
What is it? Yeah. Is it a shipping confirmation for the iPad?
I'm sure that's got to be it.
That's what it is.
There we go.
You knew that. Yeah, you guys are so much more savvy than I
am. You know what they say on the Eastern Shore, Mike, today? They say,
it was actually pretty self-explanatory, wasn't it?
God almighty. No, but if you can't see it from the thumbnail, then you win. You're right. It's wrong. Don't post that.
Then there's a guy that
we
has...
We are a thumbnail society. Yeah.
And then there's the Trololo guy. Tra-la-la-la-la-la. Yeah, and it's his return to Trololoing. And that's right. Now that's value.
Yeah.
That to me is somebody that I'd like to give a big French kiss to.
I think that's a little spent.
Well, no, but this is his latest one.
Is it good, though?
I don't. Let's click on it.
Let's find out.
Okay, we're all about to be disappointed. Get ready, America.
Embrace yourself.
This is going to suck. Edward Kiel is his name, by the way. K-H-I-L.
No, it's a whole... And then you don't get right to the thing. I think they're introducing him right now. No, it's a ventriloquist.
I called it.
You did. You did. Much disappointment. Jacob. Get your shit together, Jacob.
Is it
so Mark is one of yours?
Sorry, is this a record today?
No, just don't be mad when we start the bonus show at 3 o'clock today.
So this is fine. This is fine because you actually can see what the people are talking about. But you're really talking about that short sentence syndrome where you just—it's stream of consciousness,
right? No explanation.
All right, I'll give you one. I'm sure we've seen these.
Yeah,
I did it.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
Did what?
And there are a lot of people using Facebook like Twitter now. Well, they'll just type OMG, and nobody knows what they're talking about. They may be watching one of the NCAA games at the time, but and unless you were there with them, you have no idea what they're OMGing about.
You're also a lot
more LOLing.
You're a lot more selfless than I thought because when
thank you, Oscar. Yeah. I'm so glad you finally recognized.
Because you know I've said it for years, Mike. I'm glad Oscar finally put a voice
to
it.
I know you've been trying to tell everybody, Robin. In that way, you're like one of my disciples.
A lot of times I put that on Facebook. Mike O'Mara is so selfless. Hello, LOL.
Hello.
OMG.
Can I get you a ladder?
Hello, everyone. I think perhaps I'll do the rest of the show like this. No.
Were you here the time Mike fed all of us with one fish? It was terrific. It was great.
What the hell were you saying?
I just said that you're selfless because when I read those messages, I don't think twice. Not because, you know, I don't. Well, it's because I don't care.
Right.
When you read those, you're like, what are you talking about? Is everything okay? What am I doing?
I think what it is I realize now that it, you know, a lot of people use this for communicating with their very close friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When at the same time, I use it for
mass shtick, communication.
You know, maybe making a funny,
right.
You know, getting a funny, talking about a current event that everybody's responding to. That's when I have the most fun on Facebook.
Yes.
Like when I had the like 500 different messages.
Oh, your thread
the night
about
of the World Series.
The World Series thread.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Because the World Series was this incredible last game that I normally wouldn't be all that interested
in. It's like an ego stroke.
Yeah, it's a great ego stroke. It really is to say, hey, this many people are commenting on what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I love that. I enjoy that, but it's still a lot of fun. Speaking of the NCAAs, I would like to know, are you into it?
You know, I have been, but in the past, but I've kind of faded from it. I enjoy the Final Four.
I've never really gambled on it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Here we go.
Oh, you're not talking brackets. You're talking like...
Somebody was talking about...
Game to game.
Somebody was talking to me the other day about the play-in game or to get the...
Right.
Has it officially started yet?
It starts today.
It starts, so
like in 12:30.
Right.
Yeah.
So in order for
Why
me
do you
to
think
get to the very beginning...
I'm wearing the jewelry.
Go Shockers.
Oh, VCU?
Yeah.
That would do it?
Yeah.
Are we going to do the thing? All right, let's offer up.
V!
C!
W!
VCU, go,
hey,
ho!
Go. Is that what it goes, go, ho, ho?
No, go Rams,
WSU, go. WSU, go Shockers.
No, are we going to have a DJ bet?
Both of you are frauds.
Why are they frauds?
They don't care.
Well, it's because their teams are playing against each other.
I know, but they're still frauds. I never heard anybody talk about the VCU until they actually went the Final Four.
I am prepared to contradict you.
Yes.
And I will contradict you. However, I must have one question answered first.
Yes.
And if that is answered in the affirmative, then I will be on his side. If it's answered in the negative, I will be on your
side.
During your time.
No, I didn't.
At VCU. No,
I did not go.
Did you ever attend one basketball
game? No, because
game?
I had to work to support myself.
Aww.
Yeah.
Excuses not accepted.
Oh. It's a pretty good excuse, though.
It's a, you know,
Rob,
what?
You didn't care.
That's Shut up, RJ. You're not helping.
You just didn't care.
I've been to a Shockers game.
There was never.
Oh.
Buzz is not getting. The Shocker game that you're playing is not
if
basketball.
One, if one was to look at the schedule.
You
for
like,
VCR, hold on.
Like Shannon.
If one was to look at the schedule of VCU when you attended, would there not have been Tuesday night games occasionally?
There would be weekday games.
I didn't
there
would, go.
There should would be weekday games.
I didn't you like didn't, the sport.
I would say
I were, don't like sports.
Would you be willing to say to your Lord and Savior that you were working at Safeway every home game for VCU during your 4 years of college attendance?
Tuesday night I had classes.
You're a poser. Yes. You didn't go. You so had to go to one game.
We can root for
obviously
our
not.
Yeah, you didn't care.
I didn't care.
You didn't care.
And you know what? This is exciting. And also, you know what? They weren't anywhere near the level that they are now.
Right.
I mean, we had a joke that we say, hey, it's almost time for our another year of VCU basketball disappointment. I can tell you what the ad campaign
was
my
deal.
Freshman
AU
year.
AU was a big deal when I was
the
there.
Freshman year. It was they got Sonny Smith, I believe, was our coach, and it was hey, forecast for VCU basketball, sunny and hot. And you know what? They sucked. Okay. And so there was no point. But now that we have a chance, and this is the second year that they're going to dominate the brackets.
Yeah, you can be a bandwagon.
That's right.
Fan.
Can jump on the bandwagon. Yeah.
When do they? When do they play?
They play tonight at 7:45.
Oh, nice.
Who are they playing in their first game?
Wichita State.
And now, you, poser yes. number two.
And you yes. know.
How many semesters did you attend Wichita State University?
Three, I think.
Three semesters he went.
I quizzed out of some stuff.
Jesus.
You quizzed
you
yeah. quizzed out of
You have a great career,
stuff.
But anyway. Jesus Christ.
You don't have the paper. You don't count either. You both don't count. But you know what?
Yeah, because you can't root for your home team.
What do you mean?
Well, they're my hometown team. I'm going to root for my hometown
okay.
team.
No, you can root for anybody, and I would like to think that I pay more attention to the American University Eagles when they are in the dance.
Of
and
course.
Sure, of
and
course.
I think it's, you own it. You know, I don't much care for sports.
I know you don't. Really? I know. But yeah. What I'm saying to Ronick is after the show or whatever, I'd love to figure out a way to
get online,
make it interesting.
Yeah. I tell you what you should
could
do.
Could you walk me through that maybe yeah, a little okay. bit so yeah. we could maybe.
What you could do is.
You want to do it together?
Yeah.
I'll stake horse you.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
50-50.
Okay.
All right. Very good. I'll put up the dough. And you help me with the bracket, and we'll split. If we win, we split it 50-50.
You don't
get
have
like
to ask
bucks.
You twice.
Get like $100 in $5 bills, and then go to your back steps and throw them.
Yeah,
and
it might
the
be
amount
easier.
Of time, it'll look so pretty because they'll flutter down,
headed.
And that you'll have your money longer than
very
if you
cool.
bet. Yeah.
You got 33 minutes.
33 minutes?
To finish your brackets.
The game. No, he's not doing
today.
The brackets.
He doesn't
want
to do
oh,
brackets.
He's
doing
do an
individual
hey,
okay. game.
Individual
game.
Well,
game.
I mean, I see this. I don't understand.
Well, you know
you're
the
a
bracket.
Fraud.
You know a bracket.
I know a bracket.
I gave you a bracket.
I don't know how to gamble on the bracket. Like,
you would have to fill
bracket.
All the brackets out now.
How long would it take
submit?
Me to fill out the brackets?
Well, no, you'd have to go online unless you can bet with us.
Right.
Well, Mark, go ahead and do that while we're doing the show.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead and get to it, boy. No, I'm staking it. What do you think, Mark? Let's make a. You want to make a $100 bet on the bracket?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's
if you do
that.
A okay. perfect bracket at $100, you'll retire.
Yeah, you'll win like $100 million.
All right. Is there any other way to gamble on it? Individual games?
Game to game's a better
Mark,
odd.
Can you get your
odd.
Bookie on the phone?
Okay. Do you understand that when ESPN does this and they're giving away Final Four tickets, there's like three people in the
all
nation.
Right. What are the games? What are the games today before tonight? What are the
you
games?
Have a bracket right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Need the
we got. We're running late. Hold on.
Glasses, it's okay. Man.
Shall we take a break while you examine your bracket?
I started the show clock late, so I don't know where I am.
You got to
tell you exactly
odds.
Where we are.
Where are we in
we're
the show?
Manassas.
We're
48.
48 minutes.
Oh, okay. Take a break. We'll come back and I'll work on my brackets.
Nice.
Rob's Audio Vault next.
Hey.
And Mike's will be focused.
So, like, teams like Louisville, Portland, they get byes? Is that what that is? Is that why they're in the
first
second?
Round? Yeah.
First round byes? So we got to figure out. All right, well, I like Kentucky in the first game over Mississippi Valley State.
Oh, you've already screwed it up.
Yeah.
What do you mean I've already screwed shut up, Rob? Right, Kentucky, the Wildcats, that's definitely the team to go, right? I like UConn in the second game here.
Any given Thursday, Mike.
I'm going to go with VCU. In the third game. I'm going to go with Rob's team.
Go Rams, go. Oh,
going to go with Indiana. Yeah. Going to go with UNLV. Going to go with Baylor. I'm going to go with... I got a tough one. Notre Dame, Xavier. Who do you like, Oscar? Who do you like Notre Dame, Xavier?
Good Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, yes, in the Notre Dame Xavier game. And, of course, got to go with Duke in the first round.
Of course.
Michigan State. I like Michigan State.
That's also Mike's motto when he watches a porn film. Got to go with Duke.
Then I want to go with Memphis.
Thank you.
Want to go
much
with Long Beach State over New Mexico. That's my wild card.
Sorry,
of
Oscar
the day. Want to go with Louisville. Want to go with, let me see, Colorado State. Want to go with BYU. Oh, boy, Marquette, BYU. That's another tough one. Why does it say BYU Iona? I
a different ignorance campus.
Okay. Marquette then. Definitely, yeah, Marquette.
And they will pay Marquette prices.
Oh, Florida. Florida, Virginia. That's tough.
Oh,
how's Virginia? Virginia been good this year?
I don't know. How is the
they
meth?
Be the dance.
How's the meth that Florida's taking?
I'm going to go. What
Florida.
Do you
Florida.
Florida. Okay, go with Florida in that one. And let's go with Missouri.
Florida.
Nice.
There we are. I did on the first half. Haven't got to the West Coast yet. I'm sorry. That's the South and the West. I haven't got to the East and the Midwest. And Mark, you can take the East and the Midwest for me, and we'll split it right down the middle.
All you got to do, Mark, is get the rest of them right.
This is when you guys win $100 million.
That's right,
and we're all jealous.
You want me to do the other side for everybody that might be keeping track?
Why not? Why not?
All right, here we go.
Get ready, America.
Boy,
get me basketball.
UNC Asheville is Hoosiers. You have a Hoosiers theme?
I don't.
Okay. Let me.
You mean from the Gene Hackman movie? I didn't even know it had a score.
It's got a phenomenal score.
Yeah.
But bring in the score from Hoosiers tomorrow. You'll
you
find
it.
It's phenomenal.
Okay.
It's one of the greatest. Hoosiers is.
Oh, it's a great film, but the music didn't stay
didn't
with
remember
me.
Hoosiers is probably in my top five.
Well, it's the Rudy of basketball.
Yeah. Basketball,
you know,
right?
Yeah. They should call
Rudy
it Hoosiers.
But here's a shocker to you. Rudy wouldn't be in my top five.
Oh.
No.
Mike.
No,
wow.
Oh. Right. Mara, Mike O'Mara, Mike O'Mara, bracket.
Kansas State, Southern Miss, got to go with Kansas State in that. Vanderbilt against Harvard. Vanderbilt, an Ivy League team's not going to do it.
My name is Vanderbilt.
The Badgers over Montana, Wisconsin, I like them.
Go Badgers.
Cincinnati against Texas. That's tough, RJ. Who do you like in Cincinnati, Texas?
Oh, my gosh. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Yeah, me too.
Jeremy Lin went to Harvard. Just
FSU, Florida China State over St. Bonaventure. I like that, Florida
same
State. Gonzaga against Oscar's Mountaineers of West Virginia.
We'll choke.
Got to go with Gonzaga then. Yeah. Okay, thank you for that permission.
Sorry.
I think
being honest.
Loyola against Ohio State. Got to go with Ohio State. I'm taking the
Ohio
big schools.
State, isn't it?
North Carolina against Lamar and Vermont. Got to go with North Carolina. Got to get that. Creighton against Alabama. Got to go with Alabama. Temple against California, South Florida. I'm going to go with Temple.
Do they own Crate and Barrel?
Michigan against Ohio. Got to go with Michigan.
No.
San Diego State against NC State. Got to go with NC State.
But San Diego State will be better looking.
Georgetown against Belmont.
Better tans.
Belmont. Got to go with the Hoyas. Georgetown. And let me see.
Whatever you want, think Belmont.
St. Mary's against Purdue. I'm going to go with Purdue. And Kansas against Detroit. Got to go with Kansas.
Rock Shock Jayhawks.
Could you change one of those to West Virginia? He's absolutely right. That's
what?
A better team.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's a better
absolutely
team.
Absolutely.
Right.
Against Gonzaga?
Yeah.
West Virginia.
Gonzaga 25-6. West Virginia 19-13.
Yeah, but it's a harder conference.
Okay, let's go with the Mountaineers.
Yes.
Mountaineers.
I agree.
You got my. Did you get them all in there?
I'm trying to keep up. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll figure it out.
Don't mess this
can you
up.
Imagine,
that means he didn't do
can
it.
Can you imagine?
No, I'm trying.
You're doing it. You're typing it in as fast as
you can. Can you imagine if you had the perfect bracket, but he didn't make it to the betting window?
Yeah, shut up.
Oh,
this is
God.
Hard to do. How do we bet? How do we bet? Do you know how we bet?
There are a couple of different options online that we can do.
Really? Bodog.
Yeah. 26 minutes to noon. I think it's called a final4.ru.
Get to the audio ball. I can gamble.
We've got priorities.
Hurry up.
Priorities, man.
Come on.
All right. Mike, you remember this record? I think you do, because you used to sing along.
Let's go, girls.
I knew you would like to hear it again. But and also, you're having an affair that we saw earlier in the show with your new phone. You still love Siri, huh?
Oh, I hate Siri.
Maybe
Siri can lick it.
Maybe you're using Siri wrong.
Siri can lick it. I hate Siri.
Maybe what you want for Siri is for Siri to keep singing to you.
Oh, go totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Men's shirts, short skirts. Oh, really go wild. Yeah, doing it in style. Oh, get into
let's try this one.
Here okay,
go
ahead.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Siri, you suck, and you're an amazing disappointment to me.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, you
okay,
know what?
How dumb is that?
Ask Siri Gonzaga over the Mountaineers.
Siri, who's going to win, Gonzaga or West Virginia?
I don't
don't see Wendlin Segola in your contact.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
She's not a sports fan either.
Hold on. Siri, you suck. You don't do anything for me helpful at all. You suck.
Mike, I don't understand.
Wow.
Siri, you suck. You don't do anything for me helpful at all. You suck.
Apologize to her.
I'm sorry, Siri. I love you.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Just like a woman.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oops. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I'm really sorry for that.
Ah, what the f***?
That's typical.
All right, let's open the audio vault for Thursday. Yeah. I know, I opened it. Let's play it.
Now, here's the thing about Easy. Mitt Romney can't seem to get it right, Mike.
No.
Even in a friendly environment. He's on the Fox News channel. They give him a chance to explain himself.
Right.
He blows it yet again.
Okay.
People ask you about football, and you talk about how you know the NFL owners. They ask you about NASCAR, and you talk about how you know some, you know, racing owners. You talk about Ann's two Cadillacs, and people say, he can't relate. He's so rich. He can't relate to the rest of us. Why do you keep doing that?
Megan, guess what? I made a lot of money. I've been very successful. I'm not going to apologize for that.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. No, that is actually a great answer.
I really don't mind
answer.
That.
Yeah.
I don't mind that he's being straight ahead. I'm glad he didn't go, habby. Well, I really...
To have been a better way to handle it, to my ears.
Boy, I disagree.
No, that
really?
Is a... That,
I actually kind of like
the answer. That pure and honest answer is better than any... But you don't know. My dad was a farmer. Blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely.
He could have improved it by saying, I've had success. I've made some money. But that doesn't mean I'm out of touch. He could have at least stood up.
The eloquence for me.
Could it have been better? Absolutely. Right. Was it a disastrous answer?
Yeah, no, I agree.
He's
I
in
agree.
A friendly. That right. Believe me, right. If you don't think that he knows that's coming, mm-hmm. if they didn't pre-approve that on Fox with him, right. You know, they're setting that up for, all right, we're going to give you a chance to clear the air and get out there. At the same time, the Clown College continues with the Mississippi primary, the Alabama primary,
right.
with Newt and Santorum. Santorum scares me just because when I see him going down to Puerto Rico and then they're having this massive prayer thing where they're all bowing their heads, you don't want to mix the two. You don't want to mix government and prayer that much. Right. That scares the crap out of me.
It's the separation of church and state.
That's
kind of what we built our country on.
What the forefathers
exactly
said.
What we built our country
I heard a rumor, and I don't even know if this is actually possible.
What are you, in Bananarama?
And in our electoral system.
I heard a rumor
that... Newt Gingrich could possibly give all his delegates to Santorum,
right.
And then they could form a power pact
exactly.
And
then he's
slide
saying,
into the election.
He's saying that the true conservatives, mm-hmm. if we were to, the true conservatives actually won everything.
Yes.
But I really don't see the, until they have an agreement, and John Stewart brought this up last night, until they have an agreement, you're not allowed to add things because you don't have it.
Right,
right.
And I think the example he says, you know, that between me and LeBron James, we scored 80 points last night. Well, sure, but you don't get to add them.
Right.
So, you know, but yes.
Legally they can't do that.
It seems to me, though, and this gets to what Rob was saying with that tape, although we disagreed about that particular answer, if Mitt was able to just come out and really, you know, turn on that Reagan-esque charisma. Yeah.
And he's got it. He's the only one of the three that has any charisma.
Under that robot somewhere.
But I mean, no, he doesn't have charisma. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I think that
is.
he comes across as stiff and awkward in many, many situations. If he could turn that on and just get people in the Republican Party to love him, he'd be waltzing into the nomination. Mm-hmm. But they don't seem to want to do that.
Has a president ever come to office, and I think maybe they have, maybe I just don't know, where they're like, look, I love this country so much and I want to be a part of this system and really help rebuild it and help it get back on course, that I'm going to say, starting right now, I don't even want to get paid. I want to get $1 a year and that's that.
John Tyler did that.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? I'll get tax purposes or whatever.
The people that we get now, you know, that aspire to this office,
yes.
You know, it seems to me that, you know, you get a lot of these people that don't think out of the box. They're so controlled.
Yep.
They're so structured. They're so handled that you just don't get those kind of ideas.
Would it affect you, and I'm sorry, Buzz, but would it affect any of you in this room that, and even Buzz, for example, would it move you at all for someone to come and say, look, I'm going to start right here with me I've been blessed with great opportunities and great success financially and personally. That I think that $300K, $350K, whatever they pay the president these days, go back in the till. And I just want to work basically for free.
I think it's a symbolic move. It'd be similar. It'd be brilliant. Mm-hmm. The naysayers would pick it apart, but I'd like it. Yeah, I'd sure like it.
Yeah, like, why not? It seems so simple. Right. Why haven't they done it? All right.
If I am elected president, I will not take
the
salary.
I think I'm more happy to pay the salary if the policies are good. I want to hear a candidate with good policies.
Oh,
whether he collects or doesn't collect his salary.
But you know, not everybody thinks like that, especially in this country. We like the big flashy statements and stuff like that.
And I think we're talking about this. I think Romney has been too guarded. He's being so careful.
Absolutely.
Not to say anything that he's not saying anything.
And there's a school of thought that thinks that way. There's another school of thought that says, Mitt Romney, that what you see is what you get.
That could be
that
true.
That he doesn't. I've read it. I read the profile in Vanity Fair of
Mr.
Mitt Romney.
No Personality?
Which said that Mitt Romney, even in personal meetings with Mitt Romney, he is extremely guarded.
Yeah.
That his circle is very, very small.
Right.
And, when you get guys that are, if he's been at the top of the mountain in business, which he has, and he's been, like a CEO, you know that. Mm-hmm. Our CEOs are our little presidents.
He needs to loosen up and sing some Motown.
Be good.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That'll
have time for one more, I think.
Yeah, one more.
And I close with this. I like Jonah Hill. He's putting some weight back on.
Yes.
I think he's not looking as weird as he did.
They didn't utilize him correctly on Saturday Night Live.
And
but,
he's promoting, what is it? It's not Beverly. It's
21 Jump
21
Street.
Jump Street that he's promoting.
This weekend.
Which is, you're going to have a great time.
I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Plenty of seats available. It's good.
Yeah, you really get one in the middle.
I always pay attention to your movie reviews.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Taking my dad. Sure
now,
you do know
there's no...
Hold on, stop.
Oh, God.
Full stop.
What? You're taking your father?
He doesn't want to
see...
It's
movie night.
He doesn't want to see this.
Take him to something good.
He will enjoy it. He will. He likes Transformers.
You know what? He's going to enjoy it as much as he's going to enjoy finding you hungover in his house. Isn't this great, Dad?
No, Oscar, it is not.
I was Oscar once, and I took my mom. This is like right after Carl and I started dating. I think that's right. When did falling down come? It was either, I think it was Carla.
That's pre-Carla. That's pre-Carla because it's like 94.
Yeah, it was before Carla.
It's pre-Carla.
Yeah.
Took my mom PK. To see Falling Down.
That's excellent.
So stupid. Mm-hmm. My mom. And Falling Down.
But
I did something even better than that when I first got my driver's license to show appreciation. I took my mom to see The Doors.
Oh,
lots of great
no.
oral sex jokes in that movie. Hey, Mom, I think I'm going to get some popcorn. It's not really a music film.
Falling Down, a dark movie.
A very dark movie. Yeah. And I'm sitting there with my mother on my right, and when that scene when they're in the Army Surplus store,
we're the shame, you and I.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get there some big... Oh, God, it was horrible.
That's Rob's favorite scene.
Yeah. That is. Semi-autobiographical.
Stumble upon the Cyclone B.
Well, I leave you. I like Jonah Hill. I leave you with a story he told on last night's Kimmel that might make you like him even more. Apparently, he's enjoying the good life, Mom. Huh.
I don't know what it is, why it's happening, but I'll get drunk. We'll go out and we'll have fun. I'll go back to my room. I'll sleep in like boxers and like a wife beater or whatever I usually sleep in. I wake up the next morning without knowing any what happened in the meantime with a dress shirt, a tie, no pants or underwear, dress socks, dress shoes, completely tied. And we call it Donald Ducking. I've been Donald Ducking like... he's fully dressed, but he doesn't wear any bottoms or anything. So I'll just wake up fully like, but not like casual Donald Ducking, like business casual Donald Ducking every night.
Scrooge McDucking.
He's Scrooge McDucking, Mike, and that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you very much. So he actually wakes up with his shoes on, the dress shirt, the tie, but no pants at all.
Junk hanging out.
No underwear.
Been there.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and come back with the news with Buzz right after this. You enjoy the song stylings of the wonderful band. What the hell's the band?
Dave Matthews.
God damn it.
It's okay.
I'll start it again.
Here we go.
DMB on the Zoo.
Killed me. Yeah. Dave Matthews, DMB. Hey, what's that in the air? I think I smell reefer. Who wants to go over to Nissan Pavilion, set up a tent, start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll have a fantastic day? I don't know that much about Dave Matthews or the music. I think they're pretty good, but what I like more than anything else in the whole wide world is smoking a big old fatty. Oh. All right.
Thank you.
See you
there.
Come back with the news right after this.
His teeth bite to eat and he's rolling. Never change.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Without further ado, let's bring him in here as we're running a little bit late. Mr. Buzz Burbank, take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. You know what to do. Shop there. Last year at this time, gas prices were lower, but remember, we were also nervous last summer about a second wave of recession. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, and although gas prices are on the rise again, we are much more optimistic about the economy. Last spring, two-thirds of us said we were hearing mostly bad news about the economy. This spring, fewer than one in four of us are saying that. The number of us hearing a balanced mix of good news and bad news has doubled in the last year.
Everyone can agree on it, even the boss.
From 30% to 62%.
All I have to know is that we sold out our show at the State Theater.
That's
and
right.
If that's a good just sign for the economy, then I say more power to it.
Do you think Oscar will bring his girlfriend?
If she comes to the show, I would be delighted to meet Shannon.
Shannon in the morning.
And I'll give her a roll of loaf. Lifesavers.
Loaf savers.
Forget it. We're not doing it again. We're not
once
doing it again.
Show. Once per show.
A new rule. Once per show. See, Rob and I get a little good press. And you send us a few letters and say you love it, and we overdo it.
Yeah, when the toddlers laugh, we keep making the sound.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, we don't read your own press.
That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, what are we, Mark and Lowell? All right. Anyway, hey. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I kid because I love
that's
you.
That's right. A survey by an online company, a coupon company, says more than a third of us are looking at what we can cut from our budgets to accommodate those higher gas prices.
Ronic.net.
70% will...
are you?
Nice. 70% of us will dine out less. 64% of us will spend less money on tickets to movies, concerts, and special events. More than a third of us will put off shopping for clothing. 61% of us will just try to drive less. Now, that could hurt places like Disney World, but there is good news coming out of Disney for the first time in a very long time. The Disney Corporation, every branch, at every level, is launching a program to hire veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. Disney plans to hire and train at least 1,000 vets.
All right. Yeah, somebody, awesome. You know what? There's certain things that you don't need to be cynical about.
Right.
I'm all for it. Yep. I do worry as a model, and I'll throw this out to Mr. Theme Park Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, I like amusement parks because I like to be amused.
I worry about the theme park, and not necessarily the amusement park like Roller Coaster Land.
Right.
The theme park, your Disney Universals, as an entertainment entity.
Uh-huh. We've talked about this.
My feeling was the last time and I was in Universal around the first of the year, I feel as though it's running its course as entertainment.
I think what happened, and I think we discussed this, is that when they started to sort of advance in a technological way, that technology is creaking. If you've been on the ET ride lately, it's creaking. But you know what's still great? Roller coasters, merry-go-go, anything that involves real speed and real power. It's the same technology for the last 100 years, and it's going to be great 100 years in the future.
Okay, I agree with
3D at home.
I totally agree with that.
President Obama is turning up the heat on Iran to get it to back off its nuclear program. Mr. Obama yesterday warned Iran that Americans would rather handle this diplomatically, but that time is running out on that, making way for more military options. Stock in Goldman Sachs fell by well over $2 billion yesterday, after a resigning executive published a scathing letter about the company in the New York Times. Greg Smith of London is leaving the company after 12 years, accusing Goldman Sachs CEO of fostering a climate that has led to a decline in the company's moral fiber. Smith says the company's customers are mistreated and disrespected, one executive reportedly calling his investors Muppets.
I heard an expert on MSNBC.
Alligator.
An MSNBC guy talking about this today. They're talking to Jim Cramer about it, and then they were talking about Goldman Sachs and the way this works. And I think my only experience with this is with my brother-in-law, who's been in investment banking his whole life and has actually worked for some of these big houses, worked for Lehman Brothers. I think he might have worked for Goldman Sachs for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard him say this, Paul used to always tell me about the traders, the traders.
Yeah.
He said, you know, you'd go out to a party and, there were a bunch of traders over there. And then when this guy today said trading.
Just to be clear.
Hold on, I'll explain it.
Trader like Benedict Arnold?
Trader like T-R-A-D-E-R.
Stock trader.
Okay,
stock traders.
Okay, I'm with you.
The traders, and the guy came out today and said, well, when they developed a trading mentality at Goldman Sachs, that's when things went bad.
Right.
And the traders, you know, those are the guys where it's the stock price today, the stock price tomorrow. Right. It's like, hey, we got to move, got to be slick, got to be do that. Hey, I'm not going to pay that. And I understand what he's saying, that kind of culture at Goldman Sachs is really, you know, I just got to make my money and screw the client.
Right,
and have
exactly. What this guy is saying is the attitude used to be, let's make money for our clients. clients and we'll make money for ourselves.
Right.
And the more money we make from them, for them, the more money we make. Now the attitude at Goldman Sachs, according to Mr. Smith, is screw the customers.
And speculate on
right.
who's going to be hot today. Right. And there's no room for
that. And
the
he's saying
there.
It's not just the traders. He's saying at all levels that it's part of the culture of the company. Caused the stock to drop a shocking 3.5% yesterday in value.
But
none of their customers are leaving. Right. There is, so far, no exodus of customers from Goldman Sachs.
And that probably is because there are results. And yes. I think that's all that really
matters.
That's
all matters. They care
about. Yeah. There's been a lot of talk lately about how if some Americans aren't happy with their lot in life, they just need to work harder. But it's more about luck, as far as most of us are concerned. A survey by LinkedIn shows that 84% of us believe luck is the most necessary element of career success. About 70% of us agree, however, that you can control your luck to an extent, and we cite a strong work ethic as the best tool for that.
I've always said luck is getting an opportunity and
being prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. Being prepared right, for that exactly. opportunity mm-hmm. is making the most out of your luck.
The harder you work, the luckier you get.
We're not doing Shannon again.
That's right.
On our way out, it's getting harder to run a college. Virginia Tech has been found responsible for the deaths of two students killed in that campus shooting 5 years ago. A jury says the school waited too long to notify students of that crisis. Mm. And at Penn State...
Shut up, Frankie!
Penn State, in the aftermath of the Sandusky scandal, is reportedly thinking about becoming a private school now that its state funding is endangered. That also means Penn State would never again have to open its records to the public.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, that's hinky.
And finally, times are tough all over. That includes your local city government. In Trenton, New Jersey... The city just saved itself a lot of grief by placing an emergency order of $16,000 worth of paper products, especially toilet paper.
Yeah, oh. baby.
City Hall, police headquarters, and lots of other city buildings in Trenton are just about out of toilet paper.
Ew.
Really just about out. Mm-hmm. The emergency shipment is expected to arrive today. Let's hope so. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The truck isn't here, Governor Christie.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the DR Lawn Aerator. Don't pay somebody else to poke holes in your lawn.
Yeah.
Do it yourself easily with the DR Lawn Aerator from DR Power Equipment. Coring your lawn helps it get water and nutrients and gives the roots more room. Get more tips for a better lawn. Get a free DVD to see the DR Lawn Aerator in action. Trying to read this too fast. And get up to $300 off right now. Just click the DR ad on our website.
Resist it.
The DR Lawn Aerator.
You can do it.
DR is professional power done right.
Do it.
And another proud sponsor of our live stage show. We got to give away lifesavers at the show.
Yeah, we should.
Thank you, everybody. On the bonus hour this week, we are doing a show all about charity, giving, whether we volunteer, all about giving back and not in a syrupy way. We're going to talk about what we do, what you should do, what's fake, what's phony, all that good stuff. And all comes from that Coney 2012 yeah. thing. We'll be talking about that, and we'll use a lot of dirty words, more than we did in this show.
Wow.
Really?
That's saying something.
See you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Shannon, WQXI.